Yesterday, when I was working on my high holiday sermons, I began to look for distraction. And I didn't have far to look. It was sitting right in front of me, my computer. Long ago, in computer years, that is, I used to avoid writing sermons by playing solitaire. But now my computer is no longer just a toy. It provides me a link to the outside world, the internet. I can surf the net in the guise of doing research and not feel guilty that my sermon is no further along than it was when I sat down at my desk. Because of my searching, I'm always hoping that I'm going to come across that great quote that will really make my sermon. And I can even now check my Facebook page guilt-free because I'm a rabbi. And Facebook allows me to network with members and friends. But given that I was working on my high holiday sermons, talks that try to capture the spirit of the holidays about honest self-reflection and the way we have lived our lives in the past year and our hopes for the year to come, I decided to honestly acknowledge what I was doing right then. And of course, the most basic way of honest evaluation was staring me right in the face. My Facebook page and that little status bar that one can fill in that tells all of one's friends what one is doing at any given moment. So in a moment of pure honesty inspired by the high holidays, I wrote, Robert is avoiding writing high holiday sermons by checking out Facebook. Well, the response to my status came quickly. I began to receive comments from my Facebook friends. The wife of one of my colleagues, who has probably seen her own husband struggle to write sermons, commented, Facebook is just the modern take on a century-old rabbinic tradition of sermon procrastination. Gee, I did feel better. Another friend, in an effort to make me feel even better, said that they saw my comments on Facebook because they too were avoiding work by checking out Facebook. Somebody else suggested that maybe I'd find ideas for my sermon on Facebook. Well, that was validation, and my procrastination was indeed really research. And another person wondered, hopefully, that if the longer I procrastinated, the shorter my sermons might be. But perhaps my favorite comment reflected a larger conversation about the internet and about how different generations approach it. This friend wrote, Baby boomers notice that they're taking away from work to procrastinate on the web. X, Y, and Z assumes it's just part of the workday. I found this comment particularly interesting, given that I had received an article that references a new book entitled, The Dumbest Generation, How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future. While the author of the book acknowledges that the title is a little over the top, he claims that the internet, cell phones, video games are crowding out the kind of information one needs to be an informed citizen. Don Campbell, a professor at Emory University who wrote the article, notes that he's also seen a decline in basic skills such as grammar, spelling, and simple math, as well as a lack of intellectual curiosity. I have to say, I recall my own parents complaining about my youthful addiction to television. They would explain to me why their imaginations were better than mine because they had grown up with radio rather than television. It seems today that the baby boomers find themselves once again staring at a new generation gap. This time, however, it appears that it's the boomers who are longing for the past, a simpler age when there were only TVs, typewriters, and phonographs, while the younger generations are being shaped by the internet, cell phones, and Google. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening. And if you're interested in discussing my podcast, go to ourjewishcommunity.org, click on Forums and then on Barr's Banter, and add your comments. I'd like to hear from you. Take care.